Hello and welcome to this body scan meditation. By practicing regularly, you are assuming an active role in improving your health. The challenge in the body scan is to stay awake throughout the whole exercise. The body scan is designed to help you develop a powerful and profound state of awareness of your body, mind, and emotion. It is best if you create a space where you are comfortable and secure, and also to practice at a time where you will not be interrupted by anyone. So really make sure that you turn off your phone, your notifications, or any other distractions. Also, it is a good idea to practice with comfortable clothes. This is a time that you can devote entirely to yourself. So see if you can consider this moment as a great opportunity to develop your mindfulness practice. Also, it is important to know that probably the best results in the body scan come if you try to let go of any expectations. Oftentimes in our life, when we have too many expectations, we tend to stress and become tense. So just letting go of any expectations and practicing as best as you can. What we will be practicing is becoming aware, moment by moment, of your body with an attitude of acceptance and looking at your body with clarity and concentration. It is also best if you let go of the tendency that we all have to want things to be different than they are right now. Give yourself permission to be exactly where you are and as you are. Let's begin the practice by lying down on your back, perhaps on a yoga mat, or even in your bed, if that feels comfortable. You can practice with eyes open or closed, whatever feels safe and comfortable. With your arms alongside your body and your palms pointing towards the ceiling. You can also allow your feet to fall away from each other. And gently, if that feels safe, bringing your attention to your breath. Breathing naturally without pushing or pulling your breath. noticing the air going in and out of your body. In particular, you might want to bring your attention to your abdomen as you breathe. The expansion and contraction as you breathe. Just sensing this movement as you allow your body to perhaps become a little bit heavier, if that makes sense. Bringing your full attention to your breath. And if for whatever reason noticing your breath doesn't make sense, just stay present with your whole body. So, whenever you feel ready, let's go ahead and shift the focus of your attention towards the left foot. In particular, the toes of the left foot. Noticing how your attention can actually move away from your belly, down your left leg, all the way to your left foot, and all the way out to your toes. Noticing whatever sensations are present in this region. There may be sensations of tingling or warmth, tension, pressure. The sensation itself is not really important. The important thing to consider is just being present, feeling your toes right now. And if you are unable to notice any sensations in this region, that's also fine. Just noticing how does it feel to not have any sensations on your toes. And with the next in-breath, if that makes sense to you, just imagine that the breath goes all the way down to your left toes. And again, if breathing into your body doesn't make sense, feel free to stay with just noticing the sensations. And as you breathe out, just allowing the air to move back up from your toes and out of your nose. So we're breathing to the toes, and we're breathing out from your toes. So whenever you're ready, just letting go of your toes, gently, and focusing with the same quality of attention on the sole of the left foot. Again, noticing any and all sensations in this region without trying to change them in any way. As you breathe in and breathe out, And when you're ready, with the next inhalation, just breathing down all the way to the sole of your left foot, and on the out-breath, just breathing out from the sole of the left foot. And now bringing your attention to your left heel, perhaps noticing the sensation of touch against your mattress or the floor, or any other sensation that is present in this region. And when you're ready, breathing into the heel, and on the out-breath, just letting go of your heel. Becoming aware now of the top of your foot, sensations in this region, and if for whatever reason you notice that your mind wanders off, first of all, knowing that this is normal, this is part of the practice, and as soon as you notice that your mind is no longer in your body, you can gently come back to feeling your body. Actually, you can use the sound of my voice to come back and identify the part of your body that we're working with. In this case, we're working with the top of the left foot. So, breathing in towards the left foot, and as you exhale, letting go of the foot altogether and allowing this awareness to spread into the left ankle. Feeling your own left ankle, sensations in the skin, the bones, so breathing in, down to the ankle, and on the out-breath, letting go of the ankle and focusing this natural capacity to be in the present moment in your lower left leg, the shin, the calf muscles. Not only at the level of the skin, but also deeply as well. Welcoming any and all sensations, moment by moment by moment, without trying to change it. See if you can bring acceptance to this region. And whenever you're ready, you can let go of this part of your body, allowing it to soften without forcing things as you focus on your knee right now. The kneecap, the tendons and the muscles on the back of your left knee. Just breathing in and breathing out with your left knee. And on an exhale, allowing your left knee to dissolve, to disappear, if that makes sense. And now, let's see what happens if we focus on the region of the thigh, right above the knee. Again, both on the surface and deeply, noticing the large muscles that are located here without judging, just experiencing your left thigh, letting it be as soft and relaxed as possible. So breathing with your thigh, and when you're ready, on an exhalation, letting go of your thigh and your whole left leg. If you want, you can take a moment and notice if there are any differences between the sensations in the left leg compared to sensations in the right leg. You might notice that sensations are not the same. So let's move over now to the right leg and become aware of the sensations in the right toes. Without wiggling them, if you can, noticing the sensations in every single toe and also the space in between toes. Noticing with clarity whatever is happening in this region. So, breathing in into your toes, and as you exhale, bringing the same quality of awareness to the bottom of your right foot, the sole of your right foot. And this time we are going to include the heel. You can actually imagine that your attention is like a lantern, like the light of a lantern that can be directed towards different parts of your body. So in this moment, the light of the lantern of your attention is directed towards the sole and also the heel of the right foot, the place where the heel is making contact with the mattress, your mat, the floor. Welcoming sensations in this region as well. And whenever you're ready, on an out-breath, you can gently let go of the bottom of your foot and moving your attention gently towards the top of your foot and also the ankle. So we are expanding the field of awareness just a bit more. And when you're ready, again, letting go of this region, letting go of the right foot altogether, noticing sensations in the lower right leg, right shin, right calf. This is part of the body that we don't usually pay much attention to unless it gives us trouble. So this is perhaps a good opportunity to connect this region of your body that we usually take for granted. And if it makes sense, just breathing in into your lower right leg. And as you breathe out, letting go of this region. As you become aware of your right knee, inviting awareness, presence in this region. And whenever you feel ready, letting go of the right knee as well. Let's explore the right thigh right now, the entire region of the upper leg, including the region all the way up to the hip, the pelvis, and down to your knee. Perhaps the contact of the back of your thigh against the floor or the mat. Cultivating clarity in terms of what is actually happening in this region. Is there tension, warmth, perhaps lack of sensation? Just being fully present with this region. And whenever you feel ready, you can breathe into the thigh, and as you breathe out, letting go of this region and the whole right leg as well. Giving yourself a moment to notice what is happening in your own experience right now as you explore your body with this awareness. And now becoming aware of the pelvis, the entire region of the pelvis from one hip to the other, perhaps noticing the contact of the buttocks against the floor, the bones in this region, the genitals. Welcoming any sensation that you are experiencing right now in this region without judging it, without trying to change it. So as you become aware of your pelvis, just see if you can breathe into the pelvis. And as you exhale, exhaling from your pelvis, as you release and soften any tension that might be present as best as you can, as you sink perhaps even deeper into a state of awareness. So let's direct our attention now into the lower back. This is a region that for many of us accumulates tension, especially for those of us who spend a lot of time in front of the computer. So there may be sensations of some intensity, perhaps even pain. And for now, just see if you can experience the sensations in this region just as they are. And of course, if the sensations become too strong or even painful, feel free to focus elsewhere in your body. So with mindfulness, we aim at welcoming pain, but at the same time, creating a safe space so that we don't become overwhelmed or distressed by pain. So just noticing sensations in your lower back, the muscles, the spine. Letting go of any tension and tightness as best as you can. And breathing in into your lower back, and as you breathe out, letting go of this region and moving up into the region of your middle and upper back. Perhaps noticing your rib cage expanding and contracting as you breathe. Again, noticing any tension, discomfort, the upper back. Noticing the contact of your back against the floor. As you allow your attention to shift and to move into your belly again, your abdomen. See if you can notice the expansion and contraction in this region as you breathe. Same with the chest. Noticing the movements of your diaphragm. The diaphragm is the muscle that separates your abdomen from your chest. So just noticing perhaps your heart, your lungs. And if you are unable to notice this region, that's also fine. Just tuning in with whatever sensations are present right now. Noticing your whole torso, the universe of sensations that happen moment by moment by moment. And again, whenever you're ready, you can let go of this region, letting it dissolve as you allow your attention, your capacity to be in the present moment, to focus on your fingertips. We're going to do both hands together. So becoming aware of the sensations in the tips of the fingers of both hands, thumbs. You may notice that sensations in this region are more vivid than other regions because the fingers have a lot of nerve endings. So just welcoming sensations in this region. As you expand the field of your awareness to include the palms of your hands, the backs of your hands, your knuckles, the wrists, where you might be able to notice the pulsation pulsing of your arteries. And again, if you can't notice those sensations, that's also fine. Just welcoming sensations, whether they are pleasant or pleasant or neutral. As you become aware of your forearms, your elbows, your arms, your upper arms, armpits, shoulders, and especially when it comes to the shoulders, see if you can let go of any tension. For many of us, the shoulders also accumulate a lot of tension in everyday life. So if you find it helpful, breathing into your shoulders and arms and hands, armpits, and in the out-breath, just letting go of that tension as you breathe out, as you sink even deeper into this awareness, letting go of whatever thoughts or distractions that might come up. Let's go ahead and focus our attention in the neck, this part of your body that connects your head with the rest of your body, exploring the sensations, the universe of sensations in this region, the back of the neck, the spine, the throat, perhaps even exploring the sensations when you swallow, or the air passing by as you breathe. So breathing in, down into your neck, and on the out breath, gently letting go of your neck, and perhaps also letting go of the tension to whatever degree possible. So let's go ahead and focus now on the jaw, the chin. Just noticing the sensations as if you were noticing them for the first time. And actually, this is the first time that you experience sensations in this region right now. So breathing in with this region, and on the out breath, just letting go and becoming aware of your lips, your mouth, the inside of your mouth, your teeth, gums, tongue, the roof of your mouth, even the back of your mouth and throat. And again, giving yourself space, giving yourself time to become familiar with sensations in this region. Your lips, cheeks. Just breathing in and breathing out. And on an out breath, just letting this region dissolve as well. As you gently bring your awareness to your nose, particularly noticing the breath as it moves in and out of your nostrils, the changes in temperature as you breathe in and breathe out. Also noticing your eyes, your eyebrows, and actually allowing the eyeballs to be still. Sometimes when our eyes are closed, the eyes are still moving. So just allowing your eyes to be still. Noticing the space between the eyebrows and the region around your eyes, your eyelids. This is also a region that tends to accumulate tension. And again, if it makes sense to you, if you find it useful, just breathing in into this region, and as you breathe out, letting go. As you allow your temples to relax, to soften, your ears, and perhaps as you notice your ears, you can also notice the sounds that are available to you right now that travel through the air. And letting go of the ears, letting go of sound, and noticing sensations in your forehead. Also letting it soften, and letting the overall expression on your face soften as well. Sometimes during the day or throughout many years, our expression tends to harden and become stiff and tense. So see if you can soften to whatever degree possible. So now becoming aware of the back of your head, the top of your head, the skull. And also, whenever you feel ready, breathing in into this region, the face, the head. And as you breathe out, noticing your whole body. Just see if you can feel your body as a whole, from head to toe. Noticing the overall effect of this body scan, not only in your body, but also in your mind, your emotions. Your body breathing, alive, present, complete, just as it is right now. Experiencing your whole body right now. becoming familiar with the experience of letting go of the usual mode in which we operate, which is a mode of more or less constant doing. So whenever we engage with the body scan or any other mindfulness practice, we are shifting into a being mode, not doing, but being. And as this exercise comes to an end, just bring in your awareness and your attention back to your own body. Perhaps noticing sounds. And without rushing, just taking as much time as you need. Perhaps wiggling your toes and your fingers and allowing your body to move in whatever way you need. If you need to stretch, yawn, feel free to give your body whatever it needs. And as you engage in whatever activity comes next in your day, first of all, see if you can extend or carry over this awareness of your body that you have cultivated. And in that sense, I would also like to invite you to congratulate yourself. Practicing the body scan actually involves a huge commitment and effort. So perhaps congratulating yourself for making the time to nourish yourself.